We're on a ski trip for today's GeoQuiz. But the hills in Switzerland don't have much snow on them this time of year, so skiers who want to race down alpine slopes have to go higher to find snow. But how do you do that when ski lifts and cable cars only go so far? Helicopter. So for today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for a beautiful Swiss valley, a buzz with helicopter trips for skiers, and not everyone's happy about that. The valley is about 40 miles southeast of the city of Bern. This U-shaped valley is one of the world's deepest. So what's the name of this valley in the canton of Bern? Don't go away, because the answer is coming up right after this helicopter goes by. And we're back with the answer. It's the Lauterbrunnen Valley in Switzerland. The BBC's Imogen Folks recently took a trip there.
It's 7:30 in the morning in Switzerland's beautiful Lauterbrunnen Valley. Dozens of excited skiers are waiting to head up to untouched slopes. But there'll be no chairlifts or cable cars for them. These snow lovers are planning a far more ambitious trip up to the glaciers known as Petersgrat.
This is your helicopter coming now?
Yes, it's arriving now.
You don't think it maybe makes too much noise?
No, not at all. It's only 5-10 minutes and then it's finished.
A heli-skiing trip means a short flight through some of the world's most spectacular scenery. Once up on the glacier, those pristine powder slopes are virtually empty. A skier's paradise. But not everyone agrees that the heli-skiing business is good sport or good for the local economy. Far below those skiers, down in the valley where the snow has melted and the alpine flowers are blooming, mountain guide Andreas Leipundgut is worried about the effect of those helicopters on the environment and on his livelihood.
We're in Lauterbrunnen Valley, that's also part of the UNESCO World Heritage and one of the most beautiful spots in the Bernese Oberland. Unluckily, there's a lot of flying going on here. It can be very noisy, and sometimes you have, every 2 minutes, you have a helicopter buzzing by.
In fact, just seeing a helicopter come over now, this is the kind of thing that really bothers you.
If it happens now and then, for the supplying of an alpine hut or for a rescue, it's okay. But if it happens to fly tourists up a place where you can go by foot, I think it's absolutely unnecessary, and it spoils the silence of the mountains. It really ruins our business. That's the problem.
There are 15,000 helicopter flights just for heli-skiing in Switzerland every year. Swiss environmental groups argue that the noise, the fuel consumption, and the disturbance to local animals, many of which are breeding in spring, is unjustified. But Daniel Sulzer, head of the helicopter firm Bohag, isn't convinced.
I would say this is a minor problem. All over the world, air traffic makes 1.6% of the whole CO2 emissions, and helicopter flying is just a 1,000th part of it. And you must know, up on the glacier there's no animals and nothing is growing there, so nobody really cares about this very small problem.
But that's where the helicopter companies may be wrong. All of Switzerland's environmental groups have joined together to petition the government to ban heli-skiing. Neighbouring countries, such as France and Germany, have already banned the sport. Switzerland's government hasn't made a decision yet, but it's believed to be considering at least a cut in the number of landing sites. So, while those beautiful slopes will still attract skiers, it may soon take a good deal longer to get up to them than it does to get down.
The BBC's Imogen Folks in Switzerland's Lauterbrunnen Valley, the answer to our GeoQuiz.